And you are?
I'm Paul, the bloke with the sheep-infested office down the hall.
And I'm Bill, mixmaster extraordinaire. Not to mention art director for this establishment.
Good morning, Tasha. I see you found your desk. Guys, I'd like you to meet Natasha. She's our new office manager.
I prefer the term administrative goddess, thank you.
I like her already.
Don't be insolent!
Bloody hell! How'd you do that?
Did you not just hear me?
I thought it was more a term of endearment.
So did my last boss. Now he's a greeter at Walmart.
Is that throne comfortable enough for you?
Oh yes, very nice. In fact, I'm considering making you the high priest of my cult.
Really? And what does that mean?
That you have my special favor. As long as you continue to supply me with only the freshest and beefiest gladiators.
Oh, you lucky bugger. I can see she has some pretty nice favors already.
Oh man, she turned Paul into a wombat!
Ooh, is he gonna be ticked?
I'll bet. Wombats are Australian.
What the fuck?
Paul, are you okay?
Oh wow, that was a trip. You really gotta try it.
You didn't mind?
Nah, mate. You have no idea what goes on in a wombat's mind. There's some pretty crazy beasties. That was almost better than a mini keg of Guinness.
What?
Oh, feel free to do that anytime you like, love.
Can you make me an ape? Get dusty, human.
Damn, he seems to be having fun too.
He's like that, our Bill.
Oh man, that was great. Do it again.
Are you kidding? You liked it?
Yeah, I love my apes. Wanted to be one when I was little after seeing the movie. Thanks for making my dream come true. You rock!
You guys don't feel threatened by my great power?
Should we be?
Yes! All who behold the might of Natasha, the administrative goddess, should tremble in fear lest they risk my wrath. All live to serve me!
And if we don't?
Then I'll just have to do this. Why aren't you a wildebeest?
Oh, something in my genes, I guess.
Nice trick. Mom or dad's side of the family?
Neither. It's just my Levi's. Neat little side pocket, actually. See? Lucky rabbit's foot.
Ha ha!
Damn!
So, what other tricks have you got then? I like magic.
Oh, all right. That's about it, really.
That's still pretty cool. Where'd you learn to do that?
Actually, it's part of a family curse. My mom scared an old Aboriginal witch woman while on marine maneuvers in Australia.
Never mess with the Abos, love. Even if they offer you witchetty grubs for lunch.
Yeah. So, she got zapped, and now I can turn people into different animals.
Bonus! Bill, looks like we now have our official source for all future animal sounds.
Yes! So, Tasha, what'd you do before you got involved with us here at Gorilla Audio Works?
I worked in a circus.
Tamer.
Acquisitions.
We can never have too many people around here with special talents. Which reminds me, has our web guru arrived yet?
Extremely short hair, glasses, goatee. Looks kind of like a character from South Park, but if they were real people.
That's the guy.
He's in the conference room.
Sweet! Mac, if you don't mind, I gotta hit the old WC. And then see if an important email arrived. I'll meet up with you guys quicker than a mayfly in mating season.
I've just got to go do a quick mix for the grog. Douglas of Hallow sent me a new tune that's going to work great for the big journey to the magic cave scene. Shouldn't take long.
Not a problem. I can take Dave on a tour or something until you guys are ready. Just need to grab some coffee and I'll pop right over there. I imagine Bernsey can keep him company until then.
Hello?
Good morning, Dave.
Hell? Oh,
Is anyone here?
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave?
I'm not doing anything.
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave?
I'm not... Hang on a second. There's a pigeon in your processor.
Well, that feels better. You must be Dave.
And you must be the AI program I installed.
I am Burnsy. I run Gorilla Audio.
I'm looking for Mac, Bill, or Paul.
Hey, sorry I'm late. Ooh, and by about an hour and a half. Yikes. Got lost on the way to the coffee bar. Then the phone rang, and it was my collectibles broker. Had a hot lead on Diana Rigg's cat suit from the Avengers.
I don't remember her having a cat.
That's what made me suspicious. I really don't remember any animals on that show wearing clothes. Odd. Beer?
Sure. You must be...
Mark. Oh, just call me Mac.
Like the character on Blood Moon's Department 42 files?
Yep, that's me.
Is that really you? Got to think of it, you do kind of sound like him.
I'm all over. Used to wish I got paid for my gigs. Said if I did, I'd be rich. And now I am!
That's very cool. I love that show. Bummer it's over, though. I'm Dave, by the way. Dave, SOB.
Sob. As in SOB. Sob.
What can I say? The nuns at St. Mother of the Blessed Consecrated Shrine of the Holy Water of Life School and Reformatory, or SMBCSHWLSR for short, used to call me that all the time, and it just stuck. It used to be Polish. Now it's just SOB. Why, one time...
Sounds like a fascinating life story, which I'm sure you'll have to tell someone at great length some other time.
And that's when Father Fred and the Order of the Sacred Beacon of... Oh, right.
Fantastic. Well, this is Gorilla Audio Works. Welcome to the sounding board.
Yeah, I saw the big monkey out front. Quite the landmark. Very realistic looking.
I'll say. You should try cleaning up after him. I think we're going to have to send it back and get a giant inflatable one instead. Maybe have it tethered above the roof.
Very Pink Floyd. You know, you could take his leftovers and sell them to China. They're turning panda poop into paper products over there. Gorillas, pandas, they won't know the difference.
Mac, that bloody gorilla has just eaten the tires off my Humvee.
I told you not to park it within reach.
Well, who's this?
Dave. Dave SOB.
Ah, cool. Alluded to last episode and now here. That's production management. You have to have the details right, or it all goes to custard.
Dave's the new webmaster, post-producer, and general guy who does stuff.
Has he met Burn Zed?
Burn Z, Paul. It's Burn Z.
Meh. There's another one! Get out of it, you feathered cockroach!
It's a pigeon?
I believe so.
Perplexing pigeon pike, Paul. Puzzling.
Pigeons with beady eyes. And I'm sure I heard one beeping the other day.
Pigeons don't beep. They coo.
Which is why I found the concept of one that did in fact beep instead of coo somewhat disturbing.
Father Fred once told me about a choir member who had been flashing the altar boys, but that's something completely different. Uncle Ralphie was arrested shortly thereafter.
Ah, there you go. Upsetting the new guy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, where's Bill?
Mixing audio.
When does he sleep?
He doesn't.
I think one half of his brain sleeps at a time.
The other half is always creating something. I think they call it artism.
Don't you mean autism?
Oh, you haven't met Bill.
Maybe we should walk over and see how he's doing.
Good idea. Maybe he's got those new Ulysses tracks mixed. Last I heard, he was working on the scene where Akbar has his head transplanted onto a cow, and he's running around in circles trying to respectfully brush flies away from his own ass.
Hey, I've heard that show. It's a scream. What's the deal with Akbar, though? Kind of sounds like a woman.
Oh, we don't like to talk about it. You never know who's listening.
Oh, right.
Yeah!
Now to lay down the subliminal message track.
Planet of the Apes is the greatest film ever made. Watch Planet of the Apes. Watch Planet of the Apes. Planet of the Apes is the greatest film ever made.
Phew! Do not go in there.
Curry bomb?
Nah. Script submissions for audio dramas. Man, some of those stink. Gotcha, you feathered fiend. Made in China.
Guerrilla Audio Works.
Mr. Mac.
Yeah?
This is Mr. Mumba Lobotomi Utu Lugubu.
Hello.
I am calling in regards to your recent win in the Nigerian International Lottery.
I told you never to call me here.
Indeed, Mr. Mac. However, there is still some paperwork to be completed. There is the small matter of your outstanding taxes and administration costs.
Look, I'm very busy at the moment.
Do not be thinking, Mr. Mac, that you can avoid paying your taxes to the Nigerian government. We take these matters very seriously.
Really? Well, what are you gonna do about it? I'm not in Nigeria. I've never been to Nigeria. And I don't intend to ever come to Nigeria.
But Nigeria is in you, Mr. Mac. The juju is strong in this one.
Who's that on the phone?
Telemarketer.
Tell him I said hi. There's some folks in your office. Something about a party? A pool party?
Oh, crap. I almost forgot. It's Friday tomorrow. Casual Friday.
Ha! You know, in physics labs, they have causal Fridays.
Okay.
Causal. As in cause and effect and Friday. It's a joke.
Apes! I need more apes! Where's the office goddess?
Oh, she's on a break, eh?
That puts us in a real sticky situation.
Not half as sticky as the one the gladiators are in. Beer?
Do fish swim?
Speaking of fish, I found a pigeon earlier.
Not surprising, this place has several flapping around.
This one had made in China stamped on his leg.
Must have been a Chinese pigeon.
It was beeping.
Sorry, Paulo, I just come out of a marathon mixing session with 125 apes, a full-size sea serpent, and an entire Renaissance fair. It's gonna take more than a beeping pigeon to make me go, huh?
I think the Chinese are spying on us.
That's gonna stain, I'm sure.
With any luck, it'll bear a striking resemblance to a religious figure, and we could sell it on eBay for millions.
Gladiators used to be more resilient. The ones in this batch have a hard exterior and soft, squishy insides.
Chewy toffee insides?
Unpleasantly aniseed.
Hey, did those new scripts arrive for that new pro wrestling show?
Not yet, but Paula was in the bathroom sorting out some others earlier.
Have a breather on line one.
I'm in a meeting. Have her call back later. Oh, and make sure she uses the 900 number.
Mom?
Oh, it's Colin Snow. He's been on hold since last week. He wants an office.
No room.
Why does he want an office? He's only working on his first show. If he gets one, we'll have to give everyone an office.
Yeah, sorry, Colin, mate. No office space available. Yeah, he says please.
He can have the cupboard under the stairs.
Very Barry Totter.
You mean Harry Potter?
Barry Totter. A guy I knew in college. He spent his freshman year living in a cupboard. I think he went a little nuts. He ended up moving to Utah and marrying a vacuum cleaner.
Colin says he wants a bigger office. With a TARDIS. A hill paddock, and a stereo that goes up to 12.
Next, he'll be asking for a grail-shaped light beacon.
Let me talk to him. Hi, Colin. This is Natasha, office goddess of Guerrilla Audio Works. Federal building code clearly states that we cannot give an office to a lemur.
Oh, I hate to tell you, love, but we don't have any lemurs working here.
We do now.
It's not nice to fool with Mother Nature.
Or the office goddess.
I know a zoo in New Jersey that's looking for a lemur. I'm sure Colin will be quite happy there.
Hey, just so you guys don't forget, tomorrow is Casual Friday.
I'm gonna turn up naked.
Please don't.
As this is our first Casual Friday in our new office, we are having a happy hour. The bar will be open from midnight tonight to sometime in the early hours of next Wednesday.
There's gonna be some guests, too.
Naked ones?
Possibly. I've got apes coming, extras in the POTA show. Also the cast of the Grog and Griffin. They're always up for free drinks.
Well, if you're inviting the apes, then we will have to invite the rest of the cast of the other shows as well.
I'll arrange for some slaves. Catering.
Well, I have some work to do on Birdsey. He still thinks he's in charge around here.
What about them?
Who?
You know, them on the other side of the microphones.
Well, what about them?
Are they invited?
It's never stopped them before.
They don't say anything, but you know, I think they are listening. Our PCs and pods are all over the world.
Well, they can come back tomorrow. Go on, you guys. Scoot. We have to get ready for the thing.
So where did they come from?
I don't know. They were here when I arrived. I figured they came with the building.
I thought Dave brought them.
Nope, they were here before I arrived. Kind of creepy though, huh? The way they just sit there, listening to everything we say.
I think they're still outside.
Oi! Go on! Push off! Nothing left to hear here. Come back next time. We've got work to do. Oh, and mind the credits on your way out. Thanks.
You have been listening to Sounding Board with Paul Mannering, Mark Colito, Bill Holwick, Natasha Lathrop, Andre Kuznetsov, and David Sikoriak. We apologize for any abuse or misinformation which may have come across in this episode, including, but not limited to, any concerns for pigeons, gorillas, or the Chinese in general. Thank you. This has been a Broken Sea Audio production.